Good morning. Welcome to the February 13, 2020 edition of the Orange County Human Relations Commission meeting. And we have a quorum. It's nice to see everybody here. Welcome.
Okay, item number two is overview of monthly summary of commission activities.
Amy.
Good morning. So you may have noticed, like, at the back, just all the reports and all the pictures, but January was a huge month, and I know Norma will have more to say, but major highlights include the community forum, the partnership with the Orange County Department of Education, which was very successful. Lots of folks there, and I think it was very well received. The tables were very full. The conversations were very exciting, and at the end, a standing ovation for our student speaker. So it was very cool. And then there was also a really important convening that took place with Segerstrom and Huntington Beach. Marina High School in Huntington Beach. And then just looking at the numbers for the month, I mean, we're 7 months into the contract year, and you can see in many cases numbers have been either exceeded or we're, you know, very close to the numbers now being met. So definitely lots of activity that's been going on. Staff's been working incredibly hard, and I think much to be proud of during the month of January.
Excellent. Any questions for Amy? Great.
Okay, next is open forum, and I do not have any requests to speak.
Okay.
So item number three is review and approve 2020 Human Relations Commission meeting calendar.
Okay, so, well, we're already partway into the year, but I see we've got March 12th, April 9th. I think every single one of these is the second Thursday of the month. Any questions about this?
I have a question.
Yes.
Excuse me. I thought we were going dark 1 month in the summer and one in the winter. Or is that the new bylaws that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, it'll take impact. It'll take effect when the new bylaws come.
Got it.
Okay. We'll go dark when Haight takes a holiday.
Yeah.
Yay. That might be a while.
Okay, well, and then so we'll keep meeting. Next.
Need a motion.
Can I get a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
A second, please?
Second.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? Great. Thank you.
Okay, item number four is anti-Haight campaign ad hoc update.
Rick.
Thank you. We were supposed to meet last month with Supervisor Steele and Supervisor Doe, but Supervisor Doe was ill, so it got postponed until this past Monday, and I'm really happy to report that it was very well received by the supervisors and their staff, and they just love the concept, they love the approach, they love the comprehensive nature of it. And, you know, we'll agendize it soon. There are some administrative and bureaucratic things they have to figure out. So that is taking place on the staff level right now. But it was really very positive, and I was really thrilled. And I want to thank the ad hoc committee. They love the social media piece. They love the gathering piece. They just loved the title. They loved everything, really, that it had to offer. And so we should have movement in it, I would think, within by the next time we meet, to have some answers anyway as to how it's going to proceed. I will report back as soon as we have that information. But it was a really, really good meeting.
Thanks. Any questions for Rick? Seeing none?
Okay. Item number five is Human Relations Forum update.
Fareed.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Well, I think it was January 22nd that we had, and sketching over here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did we have some here?
Wrap up
here. Okay. Thank you. So this was to building stronger united communities, Haight-based incidents in schools, And you have a little summary page to wrap up on that. It was on the follow-up that was on January 22nd, same location at the OCDE offices. Very well received and attended. The focus was to bring in the stakeholders, the staff, administrators, counselors, teachers, everyone from the district. And there were others, obviously, from the law enforcement and all that, that were in attendance, including the superintendent himself. I think the number of people attending were probably close to 100 something. Right? 65 to 70 in the first forum, the second was about 120. There were different multimedia outlets over there. The speakers participating in them, along with the panel that we had, was especially the young lady who's on the board of the council itself, Celio. She was incredible, had a standing ovation from her speech and her participation in the program itself. Hit home the issues and the points and why we need such conversations and dialogue. So where we go from here, it's up to the district and any partnership that may evolve through the other partners within that were in the system. And I would let Norma speak to it a little bit more. But I think it was a wonderful overall planning, thanks to the ad hoc committee that gave the direction, and to Sandy?
Stacy Reynolds, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so she was an amazing person to work with on this particular project. So I think that was a good start, and looking, hopefully we'll work on other areas going forward.
Thanks, Reid. Any questions?
Just to add, the ad hoc is planning to meet to debrief and discuss further plans for the forums after I return from my vacation on March 9th. So there'll be more information coming soon.
I'd just like to thank Fareed for his leadership in this. It was really outstanding, the program, and it doesn't happen without good leadership. So thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Thank you, Fareed.
Thank you.
Item number 6 is Commission Staff Report, Update Restorative Dialogue, Marina and Segerstrom High Schools, and Interfaith Convening Update and Plans.
Okay, so I provided a wrap-up report for the dialogues that happened between Marina High School and Segerstrom High School ASB students. And for just to kind of refresh our memories, there was an incident that hit the social media around some posters that were displayed at Marina High School, and some Segerstrom parents and students found were had racist undertones, and this just exploded on social media. So we reached out to both schools, principals, and offered a listening session and then a restorative dialogue if both schools agreed, and we did all of that, and we finally were able to convene the students on January 14th, and we had approximately 9 Marina High School students and approximately 6 Segerstrom High School students and some of their advisors, and we did a circle process. So we started with some community building and icebreakers, getting to know each other before we jumped into the dialogue piece around the actual incident and the impacts. And just to kind of share the power of the circle dialogue, we started the first round, and once we got to the second round, we weren't even facilitating the circle at that point because the students were just diving into the conversation and really trying to listen and understand each other. And by the fourth round, they were apologizing to each other for the different after effects of the social media piece. So Segerstrom students were apologizing to Marina High School students because of some of the after effects and what happened after the social media piece went over. And at that point, Marina High School students said, well, we're sorry about how you felt. And in the end, we wrapped up. They were creating TikTok videos. They were exchanging information, and we provided both principals a report of what was said at that space, because the students really wanted to gather afterwards. So they made plans on, okay, how do we make this not happen again, and how do we show a united, fortified message and front to both schools about the unity and the importance of being mindful and respecting each other and moving forward. So there was conversations about doing a pep rally together next time they played each other, do some type of some kind of a dinner. It was really great to be in that space at that time, and it really felt like the students really made new friends and had a higher level of understanding and mindfulness around what happened. So it was really powerful to see. And I felt that we needed to share that here, because that's the type of work that we do.
That's excellent, Norma. Any questions?
I have a question, Norma. How were the participants selected? Were they volunteers because they'd been part of what was offensive? Were they interested in what happened, and that's why they wanted to be involved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Both or the latter?
Both. So ASB groups were the ones that did the posters, so those were the people that the students that we worked with. And when the schools selected, or they didn't select, but they actually asked the ASB students, we want to move forward with this process. Would you like to be part of that dialogue and meet with the other students? And the students that participated were those that said they wanted to be part of it.
Any other questions?
I just want to say it's a wonderful role model.
Mm-hmm. It really is, yeah.
So lastly, interfaith convening updates. So I'm not sure if you all remember, but last November, the commission staff facilitated a dialogue process for an interfaith convening. It was a little bit before Thanksgiving, and it was really just opening the space for interfaith leaders to talk about the impact of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, just the definition of hate and bias and things like that. So our commission staff were tapped to be able to provide the actual process in which the dialogue would happen. So the dialogues seems like they're going to be a continuation of that. There's some planning to do several more in the coming year, this year and maybe even next year. So I actually spoke to the commission chair about this, and I'm hoping to line up some of the planning members of that group to come and speak about why they're doing this, the impact, and whether there's a possibility or an interest for the commission to have a little bit higher role in that space, if it's an interest. At this point, commission staff will just continue to do the dialogue piece, but I thought that it'd be interesting to have them come and speak about the purpose and goal of these dialogues, and then see how is it that it fits the larger work and scope of the commission work. So I'll be trying to see if I can line up that for the next meeting. And that's all I have.
Thanks, Norma. Any other questions or comments? Great.
Mm-hmm. Item number 7 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff. I don't see him.
I guess we'll table that till next month.
Item number 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
We had our first planning meeting at the sheriff's office a week ago and planned out the whole year. So there'll be the every other month meeting, and then we're also looking to do some bigger, like half-day event or full-day event around a subject of interest to faith-based organizations and law enforcement and how those interact with each other. You'll hear more about that, I think, in the coming months, looking towards spring or fall to do that. Anything else about that, Norma, that I'm missing? Yeah. So, and again, we'll make sure that all the commissioners are invited to the bi-monthly meetings. I think you would really enjoy them, and there's always an interesting subject matter from the religious organization that is hosting the meeting. So about 15 minutes of whatever that faith is and their tenets, and then the commission and the sheriff's office always bring in a great speaker. One time we had Chalk Hospital talk about their mental health unit. This last time we had OCIAC, which is the Orange County Intelligence Assessment something or other. And they talked about their work to keep us safe. We had a panel that was very moving, in which we had some undocumented folks talk to us. And what was very powerful was in front of, you know, the sheriff and a number of people, and what their life was like and how they sort of navigate living in America. So a wide range of different subject matters. We did one on the opioid crisis several months ago. I mean, really interesting, thoughtful things that sort of take the issues to a little bit of a deeper level than just the 30 seconds you see on the news. So it is really worthwhile for commissioners to come, if you're able in the middle of the day, to come once every other month.
Thank you, Rick. Any questions for Rick?
Is there a schedule that you said schedule will be coming out?
Yes, Norma, can we make sure the commissioners have the schedule for the year?
I'll put it together.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Yes. Thank you. Any other questions? Great.
Next is commissioner announcements.
I have an update from the Goodwill Project.
Please.
I've received a couple of more, two more nominations. I would like to get more nominations before I convene the committee. That's why you haven't heard from me, committee. I'd like us to have at least 6 or 7 to consider. So I'm going to implore you to send me some nominations or get some other people to send some nominations. There are a multitude of individuals and organizations out there in Orange County that deserve this recognition from us, from this commission. So if you can think of anybody or any organization worthy of being recognized, please send me the name and their number, and I will contact them even if you don't have the time to do it. Thank you.
I have a question. Yeah. I don't know. Is there a way for us to publicize this amazing program better? I mean, the Board of Supervisors, is there a way to have a flyer out on the Tuesday meetings, or take an ad out in the Register? I mean, just, or the Business Council. I mean, it's just such a good thing, and celebrating Orange County. I know we, I'm sure, don't have money to do it, but maybe there's another way to organize it.
We can look at putting the flyer together. We definitely have the information already posted on the website, so we just have to craft something.
Right.
And then we could ask the supervisors to get it out in their weekly newsletters. So most of them have a Friday newsletter that goes out. So we could send it out that way. I know last year we did a press release, and we got, I think, a few more entries based on that press
right.
release. So we do. Happy to revise that.
It's just too good, you know, not to be celebrating.
Our county is just rich with people who need to be acknowledged for the good works they're doing, and we're just not getting enough nominations in. I'm mostly seeking them out because of all the organizations that I know and people I know.
Okay,
but I'd like the entire commission to get involved if we can.
Why don't you give us an opportunity to draft a flyer, I'd say by the end of next week,
wonderful.
And then I'll send it over to you just to make sure that we've
perfect.
Captured everything, and then we can ask for the other board offices to release. We'll release it as well and get it out on all of our social media sites, and then see who else can.
I'm glad you mentioned that the information, the details on this project are on the website, too, because some of you are new and didn't participate in all of this last year when it was developed and we gave an award out. So You can read about it in detail on the website.
Yeah, they're posted all year long, so we take entries all year. So we'll refer people back to the website for the application.
I make another suggestion, Norma, that we use all of the commission's contacts, the Hate Crime Network, the Sheriff's Interfaith Council, the Chiefs and Sheriff's Organization. I mean, any sort of group that we regularly deal with, we should put the press release or the flyer. I guess we'll wait till the flyer. That makes the most sense to send it out. I mean, and we could all do it individually as well, but particularly under the commission's email, that would be terrific.
Well, and having it with the supervisors' weekly newsletters for
yes,
run that, you know, every week for the next few weeks would be wonderful.
Yeah, they have a huge distribution list.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Good morning. So actually, there is something that we've been dealing with, I've been dealing with for the past couple of weeks, is I'm pretty sure everybody's aware of the coronavirus. And the coronavirus in our community, it's been affecting us in various ways. Of course, there was the hysteria and fear within the Chinese or Asian population. But as we can all imagine, with that fear, other people are actually utilizing that moment to discriminate or to utilize that excuse to not be accepting appointments or you know, not allowing children to go to certain homes. I just wanted to ask respectfully, you know, what has been the response within the communities you serve, and how are you addressing it? And perhaps us as a body should be prepared to be addressing things that I'm pretty sure are going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. Thank you.
I wanted to add on the university level, we went in one of our classes, one of our faculty who happens to be Korean American, just had a chat with the students on how they were doing, and this issue came up that they felt that there were stigmatizing statements made on the campus level about this, and you know, about them wearing masks and all of this. So we reported that to Albert Chang, who actually has been doing a great job getting out information about the health aspects, you know, of both the healthcare providers as well as students and faculty. And we said that the mental health issue, this issue of stigmatization, also has to be addressed. And they just sent out a release 2 days ago. So it took a lot of time, but they did get it out for the entire campus for faculty, staff, and students.
I'd like to just make a few more positive comments. In all of the organizations and meetings that I've been going to, I haven't heard anything related to what you were saying, which is good. The community that I travel in has great empathy and compassion for what's going on, and I imagine that it's true what you're saying. I'm not disputing that at all. But thank goodness there are a lot of people who do not feel that way, and I really have a lot of compassion for the Asian community and what they're going through now.
Mm-hmm. I do want to add on our end that Joyce at the latter part of January did get a report that we captured it as a hate incident where a Korean man was at a fast food restaurant and he coughed. And someone was there and reacted to, because of you, I'm getting sick, go back to your country, type of deal. So there, it was really nuanced with, like Jennifer said, with the coronavirus thing, we were trying to kind of gauge, was it just because he coughed, or was it because now there's this added a scare and fear around the virus that he reacted like that. And
or maybe
I guess
it's because of the fast food in general. You know? That's enough to make a lot of people sick.
So it seems that the man who verbally attacked a Korean man, the whole thing almost kind of ended with a physical altercation, but the Korean man decided to just kind of walk away, and then it got reported to us. So we did hear about something like that, and I know that there's been questions from the media around it, so I kind of just wanted to share that we've heard that from our end.
Were you able to meet with the Korean gentleman?
He wasn't interested.
Any other questions?
Just to kind of add to what Jennifer just mentioned, I'm just thinking from our side, and her question was, what can we do? Or is there a statement or something that we can put out? And I know that needs to go through a process. But even as a handout or an information that can be put together, that we can pass out in schools or other places or something of that sort, how to deal with, how not to say, or you make people uncomfortable, but to empathize. And yeah, so something of that sort, maybe coming proactively from the commission in relation to this particular thing. It could. I'm just wondering if that can be.
Yeah. Well, and maybe this is my old law school professor coming out of me, but it sounds like we have a volunteer. If you'd like to, draft something, as a a draft statement for us to look at, that would be great. Maybe you could send it around to us.
I can work with Norma and craft something out. And
Jennifer, if you...
I was going to suggest...
I think it's an excellent idea, Fareed, and, and Norma, you've actually, you're aware of an incident that's happened already that, maybe you could assist in the drafting of it, and the three of you together.
Well, can we just...
So I think according to the bylaws, if there's going to be something that's approved by the commission, it has to be done at a commission. You have to call a special meeting if you want to get this out immediately before the next meeting. Now, you do have the ability to send out a statement that clearly states that it is not a reflection of board of supervisors or, it's more of a personal statement.
Well, yeah, and what I was suggesting is that, they prepare a draft statement for us to look at the next meeting. Sadly, I don't think this coronavirus is going to be out of the news headlines. I think it's going to continue to get worse.
That's absolutely acceptable. Just make sure we agendize it.
Yeah. So why don't we have that on? Why don't we have your draft on the agenda for the next meeting?
And before
the next meeting, if you could circulate the draft so that we're prepared to discuss it, that would be fantastic.
I'm going to leave that to the commissioners because I won't be here.
Oh, that's right. You're on vacation. I'm sorry. Volunteering you for things when you're on vacation.
We also don't want to violate the Brown Act, so we shouldn't be doing business outside of the meeting. So we could establish an ad hoc to develop
it. Yeah, that's right.
But not circulate the document until it's brought to the board.
Okay, so what I'd like to do then is establish an ad hoc consisting of Fareed and Jennifer. And Amy, do you want to be on this?
Yeah, because I know like with the healthcare agency, there have been presentations for the Board of Supervisors about coronavirus. So I'm wondering if there's like a way to pull the county in comprehensively. And I know like in LA County, some of the supervisors have made statements about hate. And so I'm wondering if there's a way to engage our board around this issue and have like more of a powerful statement, even coming from our Board of Supervisors.
Right. So we have done joint statements with the supervisors in the past. So I'm happy to draft something and get a supervisor statement included. And I can work with the ad hoc if you like.
Yeah. Okay. That would be great.
That's great. Perfect.
I think the added piece for Jennifer is that if you do hear of any of these statements or these cases, giving the victims or the people some information about the ability to report it to us and connected them to Joyce. So we're able to document, but at the same time, if there's any type of support that's needed, we could offer that as well.
Do we need to formalize this ad hoc? No, not necessary.
No, I don't think we need to actually have a vote to create an ad hoc.
No.
Okay, good. So, great. That'll be the ad hoc.
You're omnipotent.
in this one tiny little area. Okay, so great. Thank you for agreeing to work on this. I appreciate the three of you stepping up. Any other questions, ideas, concerns, announcements? Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to seeing everybody at next month's meeting, which is on the 13th. Okay, have a wonderful month. 12th of March. It is on the 12th of March. Okay. Why was I thinking? I was thinking the 14th was a Friday, but the 3rd.
That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.